All right. So that's enough about keeping the context right, but it is really important that we pay attention to the context, because great deviations and even innocently taking the wrong path can easily be done. Now, let's go to tip number 3 on Bible interpretation. Now, you may recall that the main verse of this series was 2 Peter 3, verses 16 and 17. In these verses, Peter said the following about Paul. Okay? Paul's letters, essentially, contain some things that are hard to understand, which two types of people, he lists now, distort the scriptures. They're hard to understand, and in Paul's writings, two types of people are going to be distorting and twisting the Word of God. Who are those two types? First, the ignorant. He didn't say the unintelligent. Okay, he said the ignorant. That means more uneducated, but not necessarily unintelligent people. People who are ignorant and unstable. Which ignorant and unstable people distort, as they do the other scriptures, not just Paul's, to their own destruction. Therefore, dear friends, since you know this, be on your guard, so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless men and fall from your secure position. This is very serious. Biblical interpretation is very important. Because these people take the scriptures, and of course in the religious world today, it is rampant. The misuse and abuse, I believe every major doctrine and most, if not all, of the minor ones have been twisted to the very opposite position. So this sounds, and by the way, the last verse that comes right after that, 2 Peter 3:18, is an excellent verse. These were the last inspired words of Peter himself to the world. Warning about Paul's writings, falling from your secure position, and then verse 18, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that is the solution right there to avoiding all of this. Grow in your knowledge. So the first group, the ignorant and unstable, the first group was the ignorant. And those are the people who didn't have enough knowledge. It's not that they weren't intelligent. For one reason or another, they failed to have enough knowledge to comprehend this. So, the consequences of believing a distorted version of truth are real and devastating. Falling from your secure position, falling from grace, Galatians 5:4. Talks about you have fallen from grace. Had the Galatians who were putting their trust in the law of Moses as a system of salvation. You can fall from grace. People need to open up their eyes to that reality. So being destroyed and falling from grace aren't positions that any responsible Christian needs to be in. So if we want to properly handle the word of truth, we must not be ignorant nor unstable. Now, the first people he mentions are the ignorant. So let's talk about that for a second. Often, as I said, ignorance should not be confused with stupidity. It can be accomplished by even very intelligent, cognitively intelligent people. Often, biblically ignorant people are intelligent, successful people who haven't been exposed to the word or never understood its value. After all, if you truly believe the Bible contains the most important message in our world, the Word of God, literally the words of the Creator to the world on how to be saved, then would you ignore them or treat them lightly? People don't believe that. Many don't, and therefore they don't value the words that they're reading. Now, it's not like people don't have access to the Bible, is it? They've got plenty of access to the Bible. There's something like 5 billion printed copies of the Bible in the world, and that was from several years ago, that statistic. And now, of course, as we've said before, almost unlimited if you count handheld devices and so forth. But anyway, so there's, but even now, even still today, there's a Bible practically in every home that you go into, every hotel room many times, although some people have tried to get rid of those. Just about every hospital waiting room, if not room, in our country. And people choose to read magazine material instead, right? If there's a magazine, that's what they end up reading. Here's the point that, you know, the point today is that people really don't have an excuse for ignorance. They're intelligent people, but they don't have an excuse for ignorance. The Bible itself warned, unfortunately, that this day would be coming. That people would willingly close their spiritual eyes, ears, hearts, and minds, and thereby remain spiritually unhealed. Matthew 13, verse 15. So unhealed so that they could open their eyes, open their ears, and open their minds to the truth and be healed. So context can easily be overlooked due to simple ignorance of surrounding passage, as we just talked about. And we also talked about various verses there. But obviously, there were skilled, knowledgeable, lawless Christian men who were misleading true believers by teaching and practicing false biblical doctrine. And these skilled masters of biblical misapplication, if their words were believed, could actually cause Christians to fall from their secure position. Now, let's go to the next one. Ignorance was one, and the other category was unstable. Ignorant and unstable people are the people who are going to most likely be distorting and twisting the scriptures. So, tip number four, obviously, don't be an unstable person. What does it mean to be unstable? Well, unstable means to lack stability. It means that things could change without warning, like an unstable bookshelf that's about ready to fall over. The adjective unstable means the opposite of stable. Synonyms are unsteady, wobbly, insecure, unbalanced, wishy-washy, unreliable, ambivalent, untrustworthy, inconsistent, undependable. So don't be an unstable person. Unstable Bible students are those who never can seem to make up their minds about relatively simple Bible concepts. If one doctrine comes along and it appears to make sense, they adopt it. Before long, another perspective will come to their way and they decide to adopt that. Then yet another might present itself and that becomes their current favorite. So in other words, their spiritual glasses are fogged with the notion that God doesn't really care what people actually believe as long as they are sincere in their erroneous thinking. They really don't think, as the Bible indicates, that unstable people will be destroyed. Ignorant and unstable people will lose their souls. In Ephesians 4, verse 11, I love this reading here out of Ephesians 4, where the Apostle Paul said, beginning with verse 11, he gave some to be apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, in other words, pastors, and teachers, to equip the saints, the church, for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith. We should be seeking unity. In the end, we should be seeking unity, coming to unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to mature manhood. Okay, so this is the point of having the headship of the church and the point of the apostles who are now no more, the prophets who are no more, the miraculous prophets. We have it all in the form of the New Testament now. The evangelists, in other words, preachers, the shepherds, that's the pastors or, you know, the elders, and the teachers. All of these, the preachers, the elders, and the teachers, these, their purpose is to equip the saints, the people of God, the regular Christian, I guess you could call us, to equip the saints for the work. All Christians are saints, by the way. This could come as shock to some religions of the world who claim that only certain people rise to the level of sainthood. All Christians are saints in the New Testament, multiple places it's mentioned. Here it is again. To equip the saints of the work of the ministry. You know, saints need to be busy doing the work of the ministry. Even this day, and it's a great area of neglect. To equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. And I might interject that the building up of the body of Christ by the preachers, elders, and teachers needs to put into application what the congregation is being taught, and is it truly a balanced meal for the Christian to remain healthy? So we've got to have a balanced manner of teaching that has a goal in mind to equip saints to be strong spiritually in every facet. The inner man must be taught about a lot, but I haven't done a very good job of that over the years. I'm trying to get better, but we've got to teach more about the inner person, how to build up, how to strive for unity, and to do it in a biblically correct manner. We need to hear a boatload more about love and the concepts of love and actually how it translates into daily living in our dealing with our brothers and sisters in Christ. That's another huge thing that needs to be taught about and emphasized upon, which is the family of God. We have a family, so we need to develop this family. We're not just college students attending another lecture in the church. We are to grow to be a family and be surrounded with brothers and sisters where you're not excluding anybody. Everybody should be included. But we've got to emphasize the concept of the Christian family. When you have that, when you have a good environment for a baby to be born with the proper nutrition and nutritional aspects and care, concern, mutual love, that's when you're going to see congregations grow, because they love one another fully and they love everyone who walks through that back door fully, and they include them, and it's a just a magnetic situation where people are attracted to it because of the love, as Jesus said in his final words and teachings prior to going to the cross. By this all men will know you are my disciples if you have love one for another. John 13, 34 and 35. So anyway, on and on we can go. These things need to be heavily emphasized and repeatedly in the church. So, you know, that's the purpose of the saints. I didn't mean to get off into all this, but the preachers, the elders, and the teachers, their job is to equip the saints for the ministry, for outreach efforts, for building up the existing Christians that are there, until we all attain the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God to mature manhood through the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may, and this is the verse, the key verse for reading this passage, Ephesians 4:14, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro, back and forth, I think some translations say, tossed back and forth and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness, by deceitful schemes. Every one of these things is employed by Satan inside of the Christian world. Wind of doctrine, human cunning, craftiness, and deceitful schemes. Rather, instead of that, we must be stable. Okay, so when you think of someone tossed back and forth in the waves and carried about by every wind of teaching, that is the definition of an unstable person. Just as the Bible says, the ignorant and the unstable. But instead of that, here's what we need to be doing. Speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, unto Christ. Speaking the truth in love. I love that verse. That's something we should keep in mind when we're speaking with other people, you know, that we speak the truth in love. That is a component, absolutely mandatory component in the things we do. So, and to finish off verse 16 here, from whom the whole body joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, making the body grow. That's the whole purpose. The body of Christ needs to be growing. Make the body grow so that it builds itself up in what? love builds itself up in love. So anyway, so like a reed blowing in the wind, whichever direction the wind blows, this direction is the direction unstable people will lean. And we have them all over the Christian world. Instead of being like a reed blowing in the wind, we should be like a solid oak that stands firm in obvious truth, no matter which direction the wind chooses to blow.